The Oklahoma State Election Board announces closed Democratic primaries, and the governor criticizes the Trump administration's move to halt wind energy projects. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Thursday, December 11th. I'm Nick Daniels. The Oklahoma Democratic Party has allowed registered independents to vote in its primary elections since 2016. But as Grayson Wheeler reports, all three of the state's recognized parties will have closed primaries in 2026 and 2027.
The Oklahoma State Election Board says the Democratic Party did not file the paperwork in November to open its primaries for the next 2 years, as required by state law. A party spokesperson says Democratic officials voted to continue with open primaries this summer and notified the election board of that decision in August. The Democrats say they didn't receive any follow-up communication until a sudden election board announcement. Party leaders say they're working with the election board to resolve the issue and say they may take legal action if necessary. The shakeup comes as some Oklahomans push for a fully open primary system via State Question 836. Oklahoma Republicans and Libertarians have historically kept their primaries closed. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Voters who would like to change their registration before the June primaries have until April 1st to do so. Well, a new hub for small urban farms is coming to Ardmore. Anna Pope reports the people behind the effort say it will be a place for conservation, agriculture, and community health.
People in southern Oklahoma will have a new place to learn how to farm at home. The Oklahoma Conservation Commission, Murray State College, Chickasaw Nation, and other conservation groups are teaming up to open the Southern Oklahoma Urban and Small Farm Hub in Ardmore. It will serve as a resource site offering technical assistance, farm planning, and education training. A main focus will be promoting natural resource conservation and regenerative agriculture, and producers will have access to many grants. Conservation officials say the hub is intended to increase the availability of nutritious, locally grown produce while addressing food deserts, lifestyle-related illnesses, and the economic sustainability of small urban farms. I'm Anna Pope.
Governor Kevin Stitt is criticizing the Trump administration's efforts to block wind energy development. Although the state is known for oil and gas production, Oklahoma ranks third in wind energy production. While speaking to news outlet Semaphore about Trump's effort to halt wind projects, the governor says it's disappointing, including a Rhode Island project that was nearly complete.
And then that just looks like politics when you're canceling those. We have to get out of this business and just let businesses go innovate.
Stitt says most Americans are frustrated by policies that fluctuate with each presidential administration. He says there needs to be a more agnostic approach and believes in having more of everything, which he credits for the state's low energy costs. The state will soon begin working on a facility to house its new space plane at its Burns Flat spaceport. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports on the latest development in Oklahoma's space industry plans.
The Oklahoma Aerospace and Aeronautics Commission voted Wednesday to spend just under $500,000 to design the hangar. The state bought the space plane earlier this year in a $17 million agreement with international company Dawn Aerospace. Now it needs a place to store it before it takes flight in 2027. Oklahoma Department of Aerospace and Aeronautics CEO Grayson Ardes says the suborbital plane's first 100 flights will be gifted to researchers.
We'll do a selective process on what we believe are the best research projects, and those will be able to go up free.
The plane is uncrewed and designed for life sciences and defense purposes. The Aerospace Department says the hangar design will take up to 8 months to complete. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.